Now, if you're into your gadgets, this is the bit of the program that brings you the latest tech stuff. And if you get any problems, well, maybe you'll get some tips here. I'm going to settle down now and chat to the gadget detective, Fevzi Tourcamp, who knows his stuff when it comes to the tech. Morning, Fevzi. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm great. And before we go any further, I should say if anybody wants to get any more tips from Fevzi, the web address is gadgetdetective.com. Gadgetdetective.com. So you're quite up for people sending you their queries and their tech problems and trying to solve them, aren't you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. The best way to do that, I mean, gadgetdetective.com, it's got lots of me talking about various things on there. But if you want to send a query through, best way to do that is via Twitter at gadgetdetective, and I'll do my best. I like, actually, it's the most enjoyable part of what I do is that sometimes you get the feeling that you might just have helped someone a little bit, and it's quite a good feeling.
Yeah, because people new to tech, I mean, it can be so daunting. So well done. Now, we're going to start with a story which is COVID-related.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, this. People have recently taken a COVID test and now being asked to cough on their smartphone or computer as a means of detection. So American researchers have come up with an algorithm that listens to people's coughs and can work out with near 100% accuracy whether that's a COVID cough or not. This is quite remarkable. Wow. When you think about it. This is what sort of AI and big data is all about. If you feed into a computer, let's say 100,000 or a million recordings of people coughing, and you tell it which of those people tested positive and which did not, it starts to be able to discern through what you and I would call experience, which of those coughs relate to people who have COVID and which are not. And then when it is fed recordings of new coughs where the person hasn't yet been tested, it can use what it's learnt on that big data, the huge amount of data that it was fed, to work it out. And it's quite remarkable. So people are being asked to cough, breathe, and read a short phrase as well.
How accurate is this, Fevzi?
Well, they claim it's nearly 100% accurate, these researchers in the United States. And this sort of thing is not unprecedented, because the use of smartphones to detect the very early signs of other diseases has been done for a while. For example, people with early signs of dementia, there is research that can pick up changes in speech patterns, very subtle changes. Early signs of MS, both from the slight tremble in the voice and possibly a slight tremble in the hand. Things that would be imperceptible, but because of the built-in gyroscopes within a phone, they can detect very small movements, which is why, you know, people can use phones for not just things like satellite navigation, but gaming and things like that. So when you tilt your phone, it knows. So by, again, using these AI algorithms where you give it data from people whose disease state is known, it can work it out. There's a program from IBM called Watson, which is it's an AI program that can become an expert in any number of areas. It's currently creating new recipes that human beings have never thought of before. But it's also used for the detection and treatment of cancers. And it can now spot cancers from scans with a higher degree of reliability than human beings. The best consultants, it actually can outperform the best consultants. And then, having detected the cancer from the scan, again, by having seen just imagine a consultant that's seen millions of scans, not thousands, and then it can put together a treatment plan which is bespoke for that patient based on their genetic structure and other things that are unique about them and their illness. So this is the future of medicine. It's not only treatment, but it is the early and non-invasive detection. So we will wear all our devices, like our smart watches and our smart glasses and all those sorts of devices, even smart rings now, and it will be able to just detect the early signs of possible problems, and they can already detect signs of arrhythmias. So I think there's about 500,000 people in this country walking around with an undiagnosed arrhythmia, which puts them at potentially 5 or 6 times the risk of stroke. But if they were diagnosed and treated with tablets, then their risks come down. So this is the way in which things are going. You know, our devices will signal our doctors and tell us, tell them, that something needs following up.
And the great thing about it is so many people around the world now have these smartphones. It's not like you're asking people to spend a lot of money on getting new gear, new equipment. Once this is all refined, we all have access to it.
Yeah, I mean, you can get a smartphone for around £30 now, and it still does. It will do what's needed. You know, it's still got the microphone and everything. It's the joys of sort of mass production and the ubiquity of these devices. That yes, you can still spend well over £1,000 on a smartphone, but you can spend 30 or 50 as well. And it will still do many of the same things.
Wow. Well, we should stress that this is not instead of getting a test. This is, the government is saying at the moment, is if you've had a test, do this so they can build up the necessary data.
Okay, exactly, they're collecting data.
Yeah. What's your first gadget of the week?
So we've just one today, and it's an unusual one. It's an electronic synthesizer from a company called Modal Electronics, which is a British synthesizer company. So this is a device. It's an electronic musical instrument, but it's not just a keyboard that you can play, but it's also one where you can create and design your own sound. So the people who are interested in this may be musicians, maybe people who want to learn and just don't want to have piano sounds coming out all over the place, but also for people who start to want to work creatively with sound to make sounds that maybe no one's ever heard before and quite interesting sounds. So it's a British company called Modal Electronics. They're in Fareham in Hampshire, I believe. And they started out life a few years ago of making some very expensive but very good and specialist electronic synthesizers costing many thousands of pounds. They've now started applying that know-how to sort of mid-range. So this device can be had for around £400. I'll tell you how in a moment. So it's an 8-voice analog or extended analog synthesizer. It's not a true analog, it's an emulation of an analog, but I defy anyone to tell the difference. Analog synths are the sorts of synthesizers that were used in the early 70s and 80s by bands like Yazoo, Depeche Mode, Eurythmics, all those sorts of bands. You had those sort of fat, brassy, squelchy noises all over the place. And this is capable of doing all of those sorts of sounds, but also, because the underlying technology is digital, it can produce some sounds with amazing clarity as well. It's called the Cobalt 8 M. The M for mother at the end relates to the fact that the version I'm testing is a module without a keyboard on it. You can plug a keyboard in, or you can control it from a computer, and it's got a bunch of knobs on it and a small organic LED screen which shows you the waveforms that you're creating on there. And the reason why the bunch of knobs is important is that a lot of synthesis can be done by modern computers, but there's no visceral way to interact with it. You know, that you're using a mouse and trackpad and pulling things across the screen, and it's not the same as being able to twist knobs in real time and change the sound, and it becomes part of the performance. It'd be like it's a difference between playing a violin and listening to a recording of a violin. The fact that you can actually interact with the electronic instrument is quite interesting. It's called the Cobalt, and it's bedecked in cobalt blue, quite striking. So there's keyboarded versions and keyboardless versions. It comes with an arpeggiator and a sequencer, and what that means is that you can use it without a computer. So an arpeggiator is where you press a number of notes on the keyboard at once. It cycles through those notes. Instead of playing a chord, it will go, you know, beep, 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 and it will repeat like that. Mm-hmm. Or a sequencer is basically a recording of what you want to do. It's got built-in effects, 12 different digital effects like modulation, delay, reverberation, all built in together. I'm going to try and play you a little sound demo. This is this is not me, but just to give you a feel for it. So bear in mind, it can do a variety of things, but some of them will sound like 80s retro. So I'll play you a couple of bits quickly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's another one. And finally.
Aha, eat your heart out, eh?
Yeah. Oh, and I said finally, but there's one here where you can emulate 1980s video games.
Pac-Man.
Okay, so you get the idea.
Yeah.
Those are the sort of like 80s retro sounds. I've chosen those because I particularly like those because I'm that sort of age group where I grew up with that. But it is actually a really creative tool. It's not, you could buy a sampler to make those sorts of sounds, you know, that plays recorded sounds. But the fact that you can create the new sounds, and what they've done is they've put a lot of sophistication into it in terms of the creative options that you've got. Just to imagine, it's not, so there are musicians that play these things, but then there are these sound creators, sculptors of sound, if you like, that they're not particularly interested. Some of them are not even musicians. They just make a sound that either they've got in their head and they can make a reality, or, you know, just by fiddling with the knobs, you get something. And what Modal Electronics have done, the reason why I chose this particular synthesizer, is because it's got a great deal of sophistication in it in terms of what you can do with it and the power of the sound generating engine. But it's still really easy to use. You know, you don't have to sit and, you know, read the manual to get sounds out of it. Mm. It has a few hundred preset sounds in it, which not all analog type synths have. You know, a lot of them you don't get anything until you set up 20 knobs on it. This one, you've got all those presets. So if you're not interested in sound design, you can just do that. But if you want to play with it, and you really should, because it's got, you know, about 30 knobs and buttons on it for you to twiddle with, you just feel like a bit like a mad professor in the lab. You go, what does this do and what's that do? And you hear it squelching and, excuse me for saying so, but farting and all sorts of things, these wild, wild electronic sounds. And yet sometimes it can sound really, you know, like clear as a bell, sophisticated. You can use it for things like, you know, the sort of music you get on film soundtracks and that sort of thing, those big pads and washes, all of that. 4.5 stars out of 5. The best price I found it for the keyboardless version was £455, so not cheap. That said, till I think the 30th of September, Modal Electronics are doing a cashback deal, so you get £50 back. So it drops then to about £405, which is not nothing. It's not a trivial purchase, but for a device of this sort of sophistication. And I think, you know, give a child one of these or a teenager one of these, and, it, you know, professional musicians use these, but at that sort of price, you know, you could give them a games console or you could give them one of these. Something like this, you know, could just spark a whole career or passion.
Oh.
One thing I would say, these devices are highly addictive. And when you buy one, you will probably want to buy more. So just bear that in mind. But 4.5 stars, it's the Modal Electronics Cobalt 8 series. And this was the 8M, the one without the keyboard.
Brilliant. Fevzi, as always, thank you very much indeed. And we'll chat again next Saturday. Have a good week.
Cheers.
Bye.